You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a new episode of Locked On Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose with Sports Talk 790. And well, get excited, everybody, because it's Rockets Warriors Day. Should be absolutely juiced at Toyota Center tonight. Going to be a fun environment. Hope to see a lot of y'all out there. For now, just got done with a shoot around. Rockets met with the media afterwards, several of the players, James Harden, Ryan Anderson. The big news, if there is any, it does look like Ryan Anderson is going to play. He's officially still listed as questionable. He's been dealing with a stomach bug for a few days, but he did go through the shoot around. They're getting him an IV after it, which is pretty clear that they're trying to get him ready to play tonight. He said he wants to play. So unless there's some sort of downturn in the afternoon hours, I would expect Ryan Anderson to be out there. But really, the interesting thing about this game tonight, it's not just Rockets Warriors. There's so much going on with this franchise these days. Last night, James Harden was voted as an All-Star starter for the first time in his career. Of course, he'd been an All-Star starter before, but that was as basically an injury replacement for someone like Kobe Bryant. This was the first time that he actually received the honor from the combination of fans, players, and media. He was top two in guards in all of those. So you have that to look forward to. There's also a big five-game road trip coming up. And well, there's the matter that all of these games seem to be on national television. Rockets are on national TV three times in the next 9 days. Two of them picked up very recently. So yeah, Rockets-Warriors is always a big game. But wow, do you have a lot of heavy hitters in town tonight. It's pretty clear the Rockets are looked at as one of the big boys in the NBA. So really, enjoy it. Rockets-Warriors is going to be fun, but there's going to be a lot more fun stuff to talk about in the days and weeks ahead. And of course, here at Locked On Rockets, we will have you covered. Anyway, this morning, just after shoot-around, I was able to catch up with Calvin Watkins. He's, of course, the Rockets beat writer for ESPN.com, but he's also a good friend of mine, good friend of the show. We've had him on several times before, so I wanted to pick Calvin's brain about, well, all of those things, not just the Rockets-Warriors, but Harden as an All-Star, the upcoming road trip, basically anything and everything going on with the Houston Rockets these days. So if you will stick with me for just a moment, I'm going to play back my conversation with Calvin from this morning's shoot-around. I'm at shoot around right now with Calvin Watkins. Just got done talking to the players, and Calvin, of course, beat writer, ESPN.com. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? You all right?
Can't complain. It's a big day.
It is a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warriors Rockets.
Yeah. What else is going on in the world, man? But
it's almost as big as a Texans Titans game.
Oh yeah. Oh, come on, bro. But you know, there's a lot of angles you can go at with this game. But the big news from last night and just this game being big in general is, you know, Harden with the All-Star team. And he's basically, as consensus you can get, top two in the guards by players, media, fans, any vote. So how much does it show you about his perception that he's, you know, no matter the standard, he's clearly in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he's been an elite player for a lot since he's been with the Rockets. And I think, you know, he finished second MVP vote 2 years ago. Last year, I thought he played at an elite level, but obviously, you know, the team struggles hurt him in terms of what people thought of him.
Yep.
And this year, you know, as a full-time point guard, as, I mean, you've talked about all the time, yep, it's really elevated his game. But I've always thought he was a fantastic passer. Last year, he averaged like 7.5 assists a game.
Yeah.
Two-guard spot.
Yeah.
That just tells you the type of passer he is. And now he's got the weapons. Now you could have seen his game just blossom.
Were you surprised at all to see him slightly behind Westbrook in the media vote? I mean, I know it was really close. I think it was like 93, 91. But, you know, you see so many MVP power rankings, and it seems like Harden's the consensus one. So I thought it was a little bit of a reality check that, you know, as well as he's playing, it's still a really close race.
Well, I think most of that might be about the triple-doubles, and that's where Westbrook kind of gets that slight advantage because people are enamored of triple-doubles and the historic nature of it when it comes to Westbrook. So that kind of gives Westbrook more of a little bit of an edge over Harden. But I think what also helps James is that the team is third in the West. You know, as he said to the shoot-around for the Warriors game, hey, a lot of people thought we'd be eighth or ninth seed. And I didn't think that.
Yeah.
Or tenth. I didn't think that. But I understand where he's coming from. It's all about your perception.
Yeah, and speaking of perception, I mean, this is a big-time game, ESPN, national TV. Actually, third time in 9 days because they're on ESPN Wednesday night. Also, they picked up Rockets Philly next week on the road.
That's surprising, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Joel Embiid show, that's what it is. But, you know, clearly it's a big-game environment. You know, you see some big-time media here. You know there's going to be a big spotlight. And I think, you know, obviously the Rockets still have to prove it on the court. But just in 45 games, just in barely over half a year, it feels like they've come a long way in terms of their perception around the league. Because we're at a point now where pretty clearly it seems like people around the league consider the Rockets one of the heavyweights.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And they've beaten some of the heavyweights like Golden State and San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They had a loss to Cleveland. But, yeah, they are considered, I mean, to be third in the West. And I think if you move Houston and you put it in the East Coast, I think they might be one or two in the East.
Yeah.
Just based on the wins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you don't think the Rockets are a heavyweight contender, you're not really watching basketball.
Yeah, and that to me is kind of half the objective of this season, because when you look at where the Rockets were at just a few months ago, they wanted to meet with Kevin Durant in free agency. He wouldn't even meet with them. They got a meeting with Al Horford, who was their top target. He turned him down. So, you know, a big part of this year, from Daryl Morey's perspective, was to, you know, kind of reestablish the Rockets as a place that people want to go. So I think at this point, when you see Harden voted in by everybody to start the All-Star game, first time in his career, when you see them basically on national TV, it seems like every other day, darlings of the league, I know they, you know, they can do all this and if they get swept in the first round, it doesn't mean anything. But by and large, one of their main objectives, because you know Daryl wants to kind of reestablish this as a destination franchise, I mean, so far it feels like they've done that.
It remains to be seen. I mean, yeah, they got Dwight Howard, but you know, but when you look at the other elite players, superstars in the game, they have not come here.
Yeah.
Now, James tried to get Durant.
Yep.
Durant didn't want to visit here. You know, a couple years ago, LeBron was trying to come here. They did meet with Carmelo Anthony.
Yep.
And obviously, he was trying to go to New York.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you know, you have a superstar, James Harden.
Yeah.
That is, you know, build around him, because the way the salary cap is, with the CBA is structured, you might not be able to build a lot of super teams.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys want to take less money to do those types of things. So the team that the Rockets have now is a very good team. Could they add another guard or big man? Sure they can to help them in the postseason. But, hey, this team is third in the West based on what they've done right now.
Yeah. And truth be told, since Dwight, they haven't done that well in terms of attracting top-line talent. And so that's what I mean. This past year, it wasn't even so much about them. It was about just how much of a disaster last year was, and it looked like the needle was pointing down. Just meant that right now, finally, it looks like the needle's starting to point up again for the franchise as a whole. And, well, you can see it with how many of these big games they have. Looking at the Warriors in particular, I was really intrigued yesterday. Zach Lowe, one of your colleagues at ESPN, he had a podcast. He and Howard Beck talked a little bit about
the
Rockets.
Good. Yeah,
and one thing that they mentioned was that, I think it was Zach, saying that he thought that the Warriors might fear the Rockets more than any other team out there. Now, to be fair, the Warriors would still be heavily favored. No matter who they play, Warriors are maybe the most talented team in NBA history. But his contention is that on any given night, when the Rockets are on, they're the only team that might have the firepower to score with Golden State. And I thought that's a pretty fair point, because there's plenty of other good teams, but like San Antonio, for instance, very good, very disciplined, but you just wonder if they have the firepower on a given night to play with Golden State. Houston, to me, might be the one team. Can they do it 4 games out of 7? I don't know. That's an awful lot to ask. Yeah. But on any given night, hopefully tonight, you know, the Rockets can hold their own. So I thought that was a pretty good point. Curious what your take is.
Yeah, matter of fact, when you mentioned the podcast, I was meaning to email Zach about it. That's how good it was. I did. I don't think the Warriors fear the Rockets. I just think it's a matchup deal. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the Rockets and the Warriors match up well with each other. It's like Memphis and the Rockets. Memphis matches up well with the Rockets. That's why they've been able to beat them. Now, granted, the Rockets have not had their full complement of players when they've played Memphis in those two meetings that they've lost to. But back to the Warriors, I think it's all about matchups. And, you know, the Rockets have not been to where the Warriors have been. They have not been to NBA Finals.
Yeah.
They have not played those grinded out games. They have not. The only time they've come back from a big deficit was the Clippers series 2 years ago. That team is gone now. So now this is a new team. So it'll be interesting to see how they play against the Warriors in a 7-game series if it gets to that point. But I don't think the Warriors are fearful of the Rockets. I just think matchup-wise, Yeah, the Rockets.
Fear isn't the right word. It's just, yeah, it's just because, yeah, you don't fear a team that you think you should beat. Right. It's just a matter of it's the one team that might can on a given night hang with them. Because really, you look at that first matchup between these two, you know, it's kind of telling because the Warriors had 2 days off before. I think they played on Monday, didn't play again until Thursday. Mm-hmm. They were rested at home. Rockets were in that 5-game road trip, you know. And yet still, even with all those factors, Rockets,
overtime game. Yeah.
Yeah, and they still went in there and won. So it's one of those where, yeah, I think it's the matchup, but just the firepower they have puts them in a unique spot. And, of course, Ryan Anderson, assuming he's able to play, he's still questionable, but I'd say it looks a lot more likely than not that he's going to play because he went through shoot-around. Mm-hmm. That stretch four would seem to be a pretty good matchup given how the Warriors can just completely collapse most teams defensively.
Yeah, the other missing part in this is when the Rockets are cold,
yeah,
they got to figure out another way to score the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen them cold against good teams and not been unable to win. Like they were cold against Cleveland early in the year, they couldn't win that game.
Cold against Memphis last week.
Cold against Memphis, and they couldn't win that ball game. So, you know, it's one thing to be cold against Brooklyn and Dallas,
yeah,
and even Milwaukee, because they were cold in the Milwaukee game most of the night until the fourth quarter. Especially from three, and then they won it. But it'd be interesting to see if they're cold against Golden State, if they can still grind out a win. And I think they can grind out wins because they've done that this season. But against the elite teams, the heavyweight teams, in those quote-unquote championship rounds, can they win?
Yeah, and to me, that's where you really felt the absence of Clint Capela. And I know now he's back, but he's still rusty. He's still on a minutes,
I'm kinda surprised,
minutes limitation. I think he's probably just 15 minutes max. But to me, the two most frustrating games of the year from a Rockets standpoint had to be the loss to San Antonio at home end of December and loss to Memphis last Friday. Because both of those, you know, they had leads in the second half, double-digit leads, and then they went cold and they didn't have any other option. Yeah. And, of course, common thread in that, they didn't have Capela. And so, to me, with the roster they have, that Harden-Capela pick and roll, Capela on the lobs, that might be your best option if you run into one of these scenarios where, you know, they go 0 for 12 from 3 and nothing, nothing falls.
No, I agree. As I said, can they grind out a win?
Yeah.
Now they're able to do that. And once Capela gets back to full speed, and I'm a little surprised he's not where he needs to be right now, they'll be okay. You know, Beverly's battling that wrist thing. Anderson might play. Then they got a back-to-back, so how effective Anderson would be tonight against the Warriors, and then Saturday night against Memphis remains to be seen. But, you know, it's a long season, but the Rockets put so many games on the road.
Yeah, and by the way, looking at that road trip, what's a fair expectation? What's a fair goal? Because it's not going to start easy. You know, they've already lost two games against Memphis, and they're going to be playing Memphis on the road, second night of a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Then you got Boston. There's also Philly, who's playing better. Yeah. So I'm just curious, what's a fair expectation?
Well, if they go based on who they are, they should go 4-1. Because if you are what you say you are,
you'll be favored in four of them.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, and okay, maybe the underdog in Memphis. But remember, they were like 9-0 on the second in the back-to-back before they lost in Miami. No, not Miami. It was I forgot that first loss. But 9-9-1. 9-9-1.
Yeah, Minnesota. There we go.
Minnesota. It was here. That was there. It was in Minnesota. Yeah. Sorry, it was at Minnesota.
But same scenario, second night of a back-to-back on the road.
Yeah, on the road. And they might be underdog in that game, just given the fact of how
schedule.
Memphis has won the first two games. So I would say they should be 4-1. Philadelphia is a lot better. They're playing with confidence, and that's the key. They got a lot of young talent. Athletic teams give the Rockets fits.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And Philly's one of those athletic teams.
Yeah.
Milwaukee gave the length of Milwaukee gave them some problems at the beginning, then they kind of moved forward there. So it'll be interesting to see how that second game with the Bucks is on the road.
And they got the best tweeter in NBA history, so that makes it rough. Anyway, last question. We heard from James just a few minutes ago. You know, he said that no extra juice, just another game. Do you buy that at all?
No. I mean, Draymond kicked him in the face in Oakland. You know, Pat Beverly is back. You know, this game's going to have a lot of juice.
It's circled on his calendar?
It's circled on his calendar. I mean, everyone gets up for the Warriors.
Yeah.
There's going to be more fans here than a regular season game per se. So, yeah, he's juiced. I think, you know, James is not one that's going to show his hand.
Yeah.
You know, but
agreed.
He's ready.
Yep. Great day in America. Rockets Warriors tonight, man. That's Calvin Watkins, ESPN.com. Thank you so much for the time, bud.
Thanks, man.
Sure. Good stuff, as always, from Calvin Watkins. Apologies for some of the audio blips. We were recording that basically from the bowels of Toyota Center, so occasionally there would be people or things going past us. But really, I thought he covered a lot of ground. Appreciate him for taking the time. And, well, I don't know what else to add. He summed it up pretty well. No matter what James Harden or anyone says, there's going to be a special vibe tonight, and it's going to be a joy just to be in Toyota Center. And whether you're there or watching on TV, this is going to be a fun one. Enjoy it, and I'll be with you on the backside with analysis, recaps, as well as, well, looking ahead to Memphis, because after the Rockets finish this game against the Warriors tonight, they immediately have to get on a plane and get to Memphis, because there's another big game against another Western Conference playoff team looming just 24 hours later. For now, I'll sign off and get ready. Again, I'm Ben Dubose. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Dubose. This is Locked On Rockets. You can follow the show on Twitter at Locked On Rockets. You can also email us at lockdownrockets@gmail.com if you've got questions or suggestions for me, or if you'd like to inquire about becoming an advertiser. You can also subscribe to us or leave us ratings, well, pretty much anywhere you consume your media, iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher. Just search for Locked On Rockets, and you guys should be able to find us pretty easy. For now, get ready for the game. Hope you guys enjoy the rest of your Friday, and I'll be talking with you on Twitter and here on Locked On Rockets throughout the game on Friday evening. Have a good one.